We head over to Middle Tennessee State University for the big announcement this morning. Chris Massaro, the athletic director, and Sidney McPhee, president, at the podium now.
The outstanding leadership of the Sun Belt Conference, both past and present. Mr. Wright Waters, commissioner, past commissioner of the Sun Belt Conference, and our current commissioner, Carl Benson, and the incredible staff in the conference office in New Orleans. I also wish to acknowledge the fine institutions that make up and the member institutions and individuals that we've had the pleasure of working with and sharing a wonderful association over the years. For many years, our Blue Raider athletic program, under the leadership of some outstanding athletic directors, Coach Bubba Murphy, John Stanford, Jimmy Earle, Boots Donnelly, Lee Fowler, and our current AD, Chris Massaro. Under the leadership of these individuals, our university and our athletic department has made significant progress and have recorded many outstanding accomplishments, including producing over 38 Coach of the Year awards, over 54 Sun Belt championships. As a university, we've had over 63 NCAA postseason appearances. And in 2011 and 2012, our university was among only 12 FBS football programs honored by the NCAA with APR scores in the top 10% in the nation, ladies and gentlemen. This is a remarkable honor. This is a remarkable honor that we share with some very elite institutions in the United States of America. And finally, we have won 13 All-Sports Sun Belt Conference trophies in the last 17 years. We've actually dominated the Bubba's Cup Award for the Sun Belt in the last 10 years or so. Now, as most of you know, over the past few years, there has been considerable movement by universities among athletic conferences. As institutions like MTSU work to align themselves and ourselves with leagues that are better reflect the goals and the aspiration of our institutions, our programs, particularly in athletics and academic at our university, have grown significantly, and we have evolved over the years, and so have been our desires and our aspiration to provide the highest quality opportunities for our athletes, our coaches, and our administrators to compete with the best. Today, ladies and gentlemen, I'm pleased to formally announce that Middle Tennessee State University has accepted an invitation to become a member of the Conference USA.
You are listening to live coverage from Middle Tennessee State University. The announcement now official. MTSU will join Conference USA. That announcement coming from Sidney McPhee as the press conference takes place at the brand new Student Union Center on the campus of MTSU. Chris Massaro along with President Sidney McPhee. Chris, of course, the athletic director at MTSU, both at the podium right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is indeed an exciting time to be a Blue Raider fan. I would like to conclude my remarks by thanking our current athletic director, Chris Massaro, for his leadership. All of our coaches, we have some outstanding coaches at our university. the athletic administrators, our student athletes, all of these individuals have built our program from past to present and will take us into the future. And I want them to know how much I appreciate what they do for our university. I also would like to express my gratitude to Conference USA for extending this invitation to us and welcoming us to an outstanding league, along with some great set of universities. And finally, I want to thank our fans, the greatest fans in America, the Blue Raiders fans. Give yourselves a round of applause. You all have believed in our university, you've believed in our student athletes, you've believed in where we are headed as an institution, and we thank you for your support throughout the years. The gains we have made in athletics and academics also reflect the dedication of many, many individuals as we enter our second century of service as an outstanding academic institution, not only in the United States of America, but worldwide. Thank you so much for your support of our university, and we all are indeed true blue. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. McPhee. Now at this time, I'd like to have some remarks from the Director of Athletics, Mr. Chris Massaro.
Wow. Thank you, cheerleaders and band, coming at very short notice. Thank you, guys, and thanks. What a crowd. I mean, this is a terrific crowd, and it just displays the excitement that we all feel about this move. You know what? Today is really about growth and opportunities and a natural evolution of our growing institution. Our athletic growth has mirrored the growth of the university. We spent over 47 years in the Ohio Valley Conference, had a great experience in it, won many championships, and the university enrollment was around 12 to 14,000 during that time period. The last 12 plus years with the Sun Belt, we've seen a growth in our athletic department. We've seen growth on the university-wide. Our enrollment's over 26,000. We're the largest undergraduate enrollment in the state of Tennessee. And it just keeps going higher and higher. As I look to my right, I see a brand new $30 million College of Education building. We're having this press conference in a brand new $65 million student union. I look out the window and I see a crane for a new $147 million science building. So this announcement is just an evolution of the growth of our institution from the Ohio Valley Conference, Sun Belt, Conference USA. So athletics is really just what we're doing is mirroring the growth of the entire institution. What Conference USA does is it provides us platforms and partnerships for us to continue that kind of growth. We're excited, and to get to this point, and Dr. McPhee alluded to some of them, but we've got a lot of people to thank. And I think first and foremost is Dr. Sidney McPhee. As I alluded to some of the capital projects in my earlier remarks, it's really his vision for the entire campus and the growth that we've enjoyed as an institution is a direct reflection of his leadership. This particular process was a long presidential process that extended well over a year and was guided by his persistent and steady leadership. We will always be grateful for his leadership in getting an invitation to Conference USA. Second, I think we need to remember Dr. James Walker's vision over 17 years ago to go 1A in football. And here we sit today, very similar press conference as I understand it to what happened, when we went into the Sun Belt Conference. Yeah. And it's just Mark, he had tremendous vision of what football could do and how it could help be a front porch for an entire institution, and we're seeing that develop before our very eyes. And I see many of them here, but this is really for our student athletes and our coaches, and maybe perhaps even more importantly, our former student athletes and former coaches and administrators. What they've done is built this, they've built this, they're the ones who truly built this foundation that we're experiencing. We are at a launching point, and they're on the backs of their efforts and labor, we're here to experience this wonderful moment. So thank you, student athletes. Thank you, coaches. Thank you, former coaches and administrators. We have experienced wonderful leadership in the Sun Belt Conference through Wright Waters and Carl Benson and our partner schools and the entire Sun Belt Conference staff. It's provided us wonderful opportunities, wonderful memories, and there's still plenty to come within the Sun Belt Conference. We are excited to play our Sun Belt Conference schedules, and we will always be good and loyal members to the Sun Belt Conference as we continue and finish out our competition in that conference. Our students and fans, this cannot be done without you. And thank you. You're a big part of this acceptance. Our challenge will continue to be to grow our fan base. I believe Conference USA will provide the platforms for us to do exactly that. I'm excited about the possibilities. I'm excited about the opponents that will be playing here in all of our venues, sport by sport. It's going to be an exciting time for all of us. And I'd like to have a special thank you to Britton Banowski, Commissioner of the Conference USA, Judy McLeod, Senior Conference Commissioner from Conference USA and its member institutions. Thank you for your faith in us. Thank you. We are excited about our future together, and we are excited about the competitions and the memories that will be made in the Conference USA. So today is a great day, and thank you all for making it happen.
Thank you, Chris. At this time, we will open up the press conference for questions from members of our media. Andrew Ottman has a wireless microphone, so please raise your hand and he will come to you for the questions.
Adam Sparks, Daily News Journal. Dr. McPhee, you're going to have a vision for the future no matter what conference you're in. Mm-hmm. But how does that vision now change, and does it accelerate in terms of fundraising and facilities and competition on the field?
It certainly, as I mentioned, an evolving. Everything we do at our university is positioning the university for the future. Today we're announcing affiliation in a new conference. As you know, we are in a major capital campaign as we move into the second century. As we develop new degree programs, we are offering in this coming fall a new doctorate in education. Two years ago we just offered a new PhD in molecular biosciences. As we move forward, it certainly provides the challenge to, whether it's athletics or academic, for the university continue to go out there and provide and support those programs and those initiatives. We will continue to move forward in the direction of athletics, increasing and enhancing our facilities, a priority. If you look at the capital campaign brochure, we talk about some priorities for athletics and academics. This is consistent with that direction, and we'll continue to be aggressive in that way.
Jerome Betcher, Nashville City Paper. Chris, can you talk about just how long you guys have been in contact with Conference USA? Has there been some interest for a while?
It has, and it almost seems like forever, but it's it really started, the serious discussions probably started early last spring, somewhere in that time frame, March and April. We had ongoing dialogue. with them, and at that point in time that they chose to stop their expansion at 14, and we were told that at that time that, hey, hang in there, you know, you've done a lot of really good things. We're very impressed with what Middle Tennessee's done, and if there's any opportunities down the road, we would be interested in that. And so we've sort of kept that position. We didn't have much dialogue for a number of months as the football season and summer played out, and then late this fall when the Big Ten expansion started again, and it started the realignment process all over again, and then the dialogue started shortly thereafter.
Chris, how do you give me an idea of the level of competition? Do you think your sports right now on the field and on the court can compete with Conference USA?
Well, I would like to think so, you know, and we'll find out in short order. I am thrilled, and my message yesterday, we met as an athletic staff, and it really that what this does, and I firmly believe this provides better platforms for all of us, you know, that we've so we should be able to increase our corporate sales, our season ticket sales, our BRAA donations, and perhaps maybe we can get in on some recruits that maybe we have not been able to get to in the past. But our daily business of recruiting and trying to execute all those things really shouldn't change much. We're trying to win championships. We're trying to compete on a national level to begin with. And so our daily activity really shouldn't change much, and that's our goal, and we want to come in there and be as competitive as we can and try to win as many trophies. Conference USA has a great brand, and when it's incumbent on us as a newcomer to help with that brand, and so the best way we can do that is to come in and compete and try to win as many games and competitions as we can.
And just to add to that question, because I think it connects, Adam, to your question to me about vision, and it's this is athletics today, but as presidents look at affiliation, they also look at the academic stature of the institutions. And as Chris mentioned, you know, it's not only the brand in athletics, but also the brand in academics. You have institutions like Rice University. In fact, I mentioned the top 10 in terms of FBS schools, in terms of APR and football program. Well, the only other institution that are part of that we will be joining is Rice University, one of the finest academic institutions in the country. And so as they look at us and as they made their visit to our campus, not only did they look at the athletic progress, but the programs, the PhD programs that we have, the expansion of our facilities, the types of students, our honors college, all of those things go together as we move this university forward and as we look at conference affiliation.
Sam Stockard with the News Journal. That actually was going to be my next question. How does MTSU stack up to the other CUSA universities academically and facilities-wise?
I think we stack up quite well and in many cases, and there are a number of institutions, as you know, that are part of Conference USA with regards to the two divisions. Several of the institutions that are currently a part of Conference USA are part of our peer ranking group, institutions that are comparable. Old Dominion University, that's been added recently, is one in our peer, Southern Miss. And then there are a couple of institutions that would be in what we call our aspirational. We have two groups of institutions that we compare ourselves with in terms of academic progress, our peer group and our aspirational group. Certainly, Rice University is an aspirational in terms of academic. I think if you look at the facilities, academic and athletics, Chris mentioned in his remarks, our science building, I don't think there will be an institution in the country that will compare with MTSU once that science building is completed. And those are the kinds of things that Conference USA leadership looked at as they were considering institution and saw that the match is there and that we can compete and be a significant member of that conference.
Chris, this is for you. How tough was it to lose the natural rival in Western Kentucky? One, do you think you'll keep that game going? And do you think they'll follow suit anytime soon?
Well, it is a good rivalry with Western Kentucky. And it, so that part is, we've had great partners throughout the entire Sun Belt Conference. So I would put the other schools in that same category. I mean, we've made great memories, great friends, all of those kind of things, and had great rivalries. Our football games with Troy have been a very memorable. So there's a number of institutions that I think that we'll miss our associations with. But we're excited about our creating new associations and new rivalries. And, for instance, Marshall and us share some 1AA history together, and there's been some great playoff games and those kind of things. So I think to be able to rekindle some of the rivalries and develop new ones, and obviously by proximity, I'm very excited about Alabama-Birmingham, and I think that'll be a great place for our fans. Charlotte will be a great one. When you look at the East Division of the Conference USA, I'm excited by its prospects. In terms of whether we'll continue to play them, I would be very interested. If we're not in the same league, I would be very interested in scheduling non-conference events. I just have no idea with all this realignment. It changes on a daily basis, Darren, and I'm not dodging the question, but I really have no idea whether we'll be in the same league or not, but it's been a great rivalry with them.
Yes.
Andrew.
Chris Davis, MT10 News. Just a question. What year will football or all sports enter the 2013, 2014, 2015 season? What year will they enter?
In our agreements and our withdrawal letter from the Sun Belt Conference is stated no later than June 30th, 2014. And I do want to emphasize, so there's not any confusion, you know, this year we are members of the Sun Belt Conference, and we're excited to be, for its competitions and where we're going. When we're going to join is probably going to be a matter of discussion. I want it to be convenient, our exit to be as proper and convenient as it can for Sun Belt Conference, and also not to, with our new partners in Conference USA, if there's an earlier entry that fits well for both leagues, then we would be attuned to that. If not, then we're prepared to do it in 2014.
This is for either. There are a lot of different schools jockeying for the position that you guys now have, for that the school now has. Sometimes we look at it and you think within a bubble, everybody sees this university moving forward. What does it say to you guys that you were chosen by a conference outside of that bubble and that they see the same vision that you guys do?
Well, let me take a first stab at that, and I'm sure Chris will join me. The process is, and having been involved in the process of expansion, actually was president of the conference, Sun Belt Conference, when we expanded and added schools like Troy and others. It's a very comprehensive process that involves many aspects, and part of the review, as I mentioned earlier, for most fans it's just athletics, but for presidents, as we look, and the same as Conference USA, I had a number of conversations with colleagues, and the opportunity by being on the board of directors of the NCAA, it allowed me to run in circles that were able to deal with some of the questions they had with respect to MTSU's position as an academic institution. They charted our growth, as we mentioned earlier, not only in terms of student enrollment, but facilities and aspirations. They look at things like your strategic plan, where you are headed, what's happening with respect to your academic programs. And if you look at this university, to your question about how did we get selected out of the bubble, across the board, yes,
We have grown in facilities. We have grown in quality of our students. We have some of the most outstanding students that we attract at this university. Our Honors College, there's a total growth in terms of many aspects that institutions are interested in when they determine or make a decision about conscience affiliation. I certainly, like Chris, want to give credit to this, as I respond to this question, to our student athletes and our coaches. And clearly, because you can have the academic part, but if they're not competing at the highest level and representing the university in a way that other institutions will want to be affiliated with, that is a problem. And we do not have that as a problem. We have outstanding coaches, outstanding student athletes, and we just had a very good package to be able to put out there and allow folks to evaluate. I've been told, as when the invitation was made, that Conference USA has had their eyes on us for a number of years, and the member institutions have been very impressed about the progress of this university.
Really, just Dr. McPhee really said it well, but I would say simply it was validation, you know, and what we're trying to accomplish, and it's validation of our student athletes and our coaches' hard work. It's on their backs and the former student athletes and coaches that have all contributed here. So it's really validation of our growth and where we're trying to be.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that concludes our formal part of our press conference. I do want to let members of the media know that Dr. McPhee, Chris Massaro, and there's a number of our head coaches here, they'll all be available for one-on-one interviews right here at the conclusion. Again, thank you all for sharing in this wonderful day with us.
Thank you.
And with that, it is official. The Blue Raiders, no later than July 1st of 2014, will become members of Conference USA. The university announcing their invitation occurred earlier this week and announcing it today, making it official. The Blue Raiders will be part of Conference USA and leaving the Sun Belt Conference, which MTSU has been a part of since 2001. Florida Atlantic also will join MTSU at the same time. Of course, a fellow Sun Belt Conference member joining the CUSA together. Florida International, North Texas, also Sun Belt members. They joined the conference last summer. And this, as it stands now, Conference USA, a 14-member league. The teams, Louisiana Tech, Texas El Paso, Old Dominion, North Texas, Rice, San Antonio, that's Texas San Antonio, also Southern Miss, Tulsa, UAB, Marshall, Charlotte, and in Florida, FAU, FIU, along with the Blue Raiders of Middle Tennessee. We will have the entire press conference on our website, WGNSradio.com. If you missed part of it, would like to listen back, we'll have that on our website, WGNSradio.com, and much more reaction to this afternoon at 2 on All Sports Talk, and on Sports Night, 3 to 6, with George Plaster and Willie Donick, along with Darren McFarlane. That's it for our breaking news from WGNS Talk Radio.